with Mr. Attitude and Prairie Beacon Radio.
That's right. That's who we are. Hi, this is Bob Prentice, your host today on Prairie Beacon Radio. Nice to have you with us today. I would encourage you to fasten your seatbelt. We're going on a joy ride. We're talking about more joy, success, peace, and happiness in your life here on the Prairie Beacon Radio program. Our theme today is rebuilding relationships. Rebuilding relationships. This is sponsored by our good friends at E&J Specialties Promotional Products. 750,000 different promotional products. You can put your company name, logo, slogan, website address, phone number on these items. Drives people to your business. That's what promotional products are all about. Good friends at E&J Specialties, 888-343-5606. They'll answer your questions. They'll put a program together for you that'll knock your socks off, drive business to your door. Give them a call, E&J Specialties. Seeds of success today, rebuilding relationships. Summertime is traditionally a time when families and friends get together for a reunion of one sort or another. Obviously, there's the school reunions and the family reunions and class reunions and even community-wide reunions. And I know my family's planning a cousin's reunion for next year. Reunions, basically, whatever the occasion, can be a lot of fun, but not everybody may be looking forward to a reunion with eager anticipation and excitement. Knowing that people will notice how we've changed physically, the receding hairlines, the bulging bellies, the widening hips, the wrinkles, gives us reasons enough not to go. On top of that, any misunderstandings that may have strained our relationships, things we've maybe had said or done at one time or another, or things that were said or done to us, can add up to plenty of good reasons or excuses not to attend a reunion. And I'll admit, there's been times when I've not been all that excited to participate in any kind of a get-together, but I've come to enjoy reunions because I realize that everyone else has aged just as much as I have, and it's just plain fun to reconnect. I've also realized that reunions can provide us a great opportunity to restore and rebuild relationships with the people we've had challenges with in the past. With the ongoing threat in our world today and future issues, there's no better time than right now for the next reunion. To put aside all the differences and the pettiness and the self-centeredness that may be causing strife, in order to take time to truly treasure family and good friends. You see, it is possible for adults to act like adults and show respect and interest in the lives of those we are connecting with. Again, it's very, very possible. It just really takes an attitude more than anything else. And I'd encourage you to have that kind of attitude. As for me, I will attend and participate in all the reunions and family get-togethers I possibly can. I want to seize every opportunity as it may be the last. None of us knows what is just around the corner. Our families and our friends, obviously so precious to us. Let me challenge you today, do not let anything or anybody get in the way of rebuilding and restoring relationships in your life. And of course, I want to encourage you to have a super summer. Seeds of Success brought to you today by our good friends at E&J Specialties. The Prairie Beacon Radio mission statement is to provide a professional and thought-provoking program that promotes positive attitudes and encouragement to all who listen, thereby contributing to the building of stronger, healthier individuals, families, communities, homes, businesses, agencies of the government. Professional Development Systems are a corporate sponsor of our Motivational Moments section here. And enthusiasm is the mother of effort, and without it, nothing great was ever accomplished. A quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Babe Ruth once said, "Don't be afraid to take advice. There's always something new to learn, and we should be learners." And also in baseball, Hank Aaron, "Comparisons with other people are like weeds. As soon as you deal with one, another one pops up." it's always best just to compare yourself with your self. And where were you at yesterday and last week and last month and last year? Mickey Mantle said, Dad always said, practice, practice, practice. Dad was right, practice pays. And practice paid off. Motivational Moments today brought to you by Professional Development Systems. Professional Development Systems, business consulting, training, here to serve you. Give us a call, 800-437-9715 for your team building training sessions, motivational training sessions, sales training sessions, leadership seminars, retreats, and keynotes. This is what it's all about. Give Mr. Attitude a call, 800-437-9715. Feel free to go to the website, www.MrAttitudeSpeaks.com. Lots of articles on the site, lots of good reading, lots of information on that website. Make sure you check it out. Hey, also today, I want to share with you some ways to enhance your day. Get up early in the morning. Be bright-eyed and early. It's always very important. Spend time with your friends. Spend time with yourself. Relax and enjoy your meals. Develop some positive relationships. Ways to enhance your day. Say no without feeling guilty. Pay attention to your health, diet, and sleep. Those are important. Learn effective time management. That's a smart and wise thing to do. Find a quiet place to go. Look around outside before going to work. Just walk around your yard a little bit. That's a good thing to do. 15 ways to enhance your day. Keep from comparing yourself to others. Exercise regularly. Let's see. Keep track of your own moods so you can watch out for them. That's a sharp idea right there. Let's see. Believe and succeed. The only thing that stands between a person and what they want from life is merely the will to try it and to have the faith to believe that it is possible. Be a believer, be a thinker, be a visionary, be a dreamer of big dreams. Jot those dreams down, get them down in black and white on paper. Put a timetable on those dreams, a deadline. Be bold, put a deadline on those dreams and goals. And then, if you really got the courage, who will you hold yourself accountable to on those goals, dreams, and desires in your life? Write the name of that person down. Take him your goals in writing and say, hey, would you hold me accountable to this? I'd like to achieve this. Please hold me accountable. And you'll hit about 95% of your goals just with that little formula right there. And keep in mind, we learn so much more from failure than we do from success. We learn so much more from failure than from success. Prairie Beacon radio program today brought to you by the Prairie Beacon. You can check out the Prairie Beacon. It's a monthly publication. Go to our website, www.prairiebeacon.com, and we'll be more than thrilled to get you signed up on a subscription for a monthly positive publication. People love the Prairie Beacon, and I know that you will love it also. So make sure you check it out. And thank you for tuning in today to the Prairie Beacon radio program. Tell your friends about it. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to write us at bob@MrAttitudeSpeaks.com. That's bob@MrAttitudeSpeaks.com. And just jot us a note on anything, any thoughts, advice, suggestions. If you have a quote or a poem that you'd like to contribute, we'd love to put it on the program. So send it in to us as soon as you can. Thanks for stopping by. Have a great day, everybody. Tune in again to the Prairie Beacon radio program. Good day. God bless you.